Love 69. Now imagine if all the unsold clothing in shops and supermarkets just got thrown out. What a waste that will be. Well, that can often be the case, but there is another answer. The organisation Thread Together was founded in 2012 with the very simple intention to donate rather than dispose of unsold clothing. Now, Thread Together will be travelling through the goldfields this week with one of its mobile wardrobes. Now, Katie Kelly is the head of engagement for Thread Together in WA. Now, they spoke to Chris Edmondson ahead of the trip to the goldfields and explained how Thread Together saves brand new clothes from landfill to give to those in need.
Thread Together actually started to remove the fashion excess. So this is new, brand new clothes that were going into landfill. Instead, we take those clothes and we re-divert them and we give them to people in the community who may be in need of clothing.
And how does Thread Together get those clothes? And how do you set up shop?
Yeah, so we get clothes from actually almost 2,000 brands and retailers around Australia. In fact, there's actually 30% of all new clothes made are never sold. So it's actually quite a lot of volume. And the way that we actually get it into communities is working through local charity partners. So we have almost 3,000 charity partners around Australia that we work with. And the way that they can get clothes are through a couple of options. The main one is our online shop. It's literally like online shopping. They have access. They can go online. And if they've got a person in need, they can order an entire wardrobe for them. We ship it free. So there's no logistics cost. There's actually no cost for the charities to use our service. That's the main way that people access our clothes. And actually people in Kalgoorlie, for example, through Anglicare, Kalgoorlie office, are getting clothes that way already. The next way that we distribute clothes is through our fleet of mobile wardrobes. And as I said, we've just got funding for another one to be based in Perth. So we are taking two mobile wardrobes out into the goldfields. This is our first trip. And what the mobile wardrobes actually allow us to do is to get into communities and provide clothes immediately. So we're able to give immediate access to new clothes to anybody in need in those communities.
I'm speaking with Kate Kelly. Kate is the Community Engagement Officer for Thread Together in WA, heading to the goldfields, starting in Kalgoorlie, heading up through Leonora and Laverton with mobile wardrobes, providing clothing and I guess access to, I'll use the word fashion very carefully there, Katie, but fashion for people who may not otherwise have access to those clothes or have access to the shops that they need to get to. So when you're out on the road, how do people find out about you?
So through their local charity partners. So for example, in Laverton, we are doing an activation with the Laverton Cross Cultural Association. Alongside other services that they're providing, we'll be bringing up our vans, setting up our tables and giving away clothing to the community there.
And is there a means test at all? Will people simply turn up and say, look, I really am in need of a new wardrobe or an addition to my wardrobe? What's the process?
So this is why we work through charity partners. We trust that the charity partner of the local area knows their local community very well. So if they have invited their clients in, we give without any questions being asked. Of course, you can stop and tell us your story, but you absolutely don't have to.
And on that subject of people stopping and telling their story and understanding that there would be no obligation to do that, for people who can't afford or can't access new clothing, don't have those shopping resources, how do they respond when a literal clothing store comes to their town or comes to their neighbourhood and they can choose to wear something that may have otherwise been out of their reach?
We hear that a lot, actually, and a lot of the time it is. The brands that we actually are receiving and giving out are, you know, go from low-cost brands all the way up to very, very, very expensive brands. You know, we have Tommy Hilfiger, we've got Calvin Klein, we get Iron Williams. It just depends on what brands have given us the stock that they were unable to sell in stores. The reaction of people when they receive these brands is overwhelming sometimes for us. We're just grateful that these products are not going into landfill and they're actually getting into the hands of people who really, really can use them. They're not secondhand. They are new. It provides a little bit more dignity. You're not second best. You're actually helping solve a huge issue that we have, which is fashion waste. You know, why put clothes in landfill when you can give it to people in need is what I always say. And that's what we aim to do.
And just finally, Katie Kelly, Where else around WA are you rolling out these kinds of mobile wardrobes? I'm assuming that it's not just the Goldfields region where people are in need and need the help. Where else across WA do you find yourselves called to and try and deliver the services that you do?
So we're actually really in a big expansion plan in WA. We have two mobile wardrobes which are based in Perth. One travels north, one travels south. In this instance, we're taking both of them into the Goldfields. But this is just, as I said, one way to access our service. The main way is through our online shop, which is open 24/7. And that's what I really want to make sure that communities in the Goldfield understand, is that, yes, we're here, we're showing you what the type of clothing is, but this is not the only time that you will see us. The charity partners that we are working with have got access to our online shop. If you are in need next week, then we can help you through our online service. So this is almost like a complimentary service delivery method, but it's definitely not the only one, and it is not a one and done. We are here to stay. We are here to support the regional and remote communities of WA. We are moving up into the Kimberley. That's the next area that we are focusing on, and we've got already a great presence with a lot of charity partners in the Perth metropolitan area. Our goal is to get 300 new charity partners in the next 3 years. So it's a big expansion plan, and awareness is really key. There are very, very limited barriers to signing up. As long as you are a registered charity, please get in touch. You can go to our website, which is threadtogether.org, and you can sign up there. We do check your registration with your ACNC, and once you are registered, you get access to all of our services.
9 minutes to 8 o'clock. That was Katie Kelly, who is the Community Engagement Spokesperson for Thread Together in WA, speaking to Chris Edmondson. Now, they'll be travelling their mobile wardrobe through the Goldfields this week in Kalgoorlie today, and the Northern Goldfields, Leonore and Laverton. They'll be having their first Goldfields activation at the Kalgoorlie Salvos on Brookman Street store at 2 p.m. this afternoon. And thank you to Chris's mum. We had my mum on yesterday.